Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for May 1st to the 7th. So I'm thankful that today is May 1st. We're starting a brand new month, a brand new cycle. And I'm thankful that the energy feels much different today. There was a noticeable change that happened through the night. We still have some pretty intense solar weather that's going on right now. There's just this morning already, there was a pretty significant solar flare. So we still have some, you know, big energy coming through like that. The Schumann is going back up again. It keeps on going up. So again, lots and lots of big energy coming in. Of course, we have our next eclipse coming up, right? So that's coming on May 5th. So you guys are going to be feeling that already. So that is coming with the full moon, right? So we have the May 5th is the full moon lunar eclipse, which is in the sign of Scorpio. So we're going to be feeling that already. That energy comes in. Of course, we know that the full moon is about illumination, right? It shines the light. And I feel like, depending on where you are in your path right now, that this illumination might be a bit different than what you've experienced in the past. And I feel like just because we've been hitting it so hard lately, there's been, you know, so many moments through the experiences that we've all been having, you know, collectively and, you know, on this planet, because everything is in such full speed ahead, that now when these illuminations come through, we're actually able to see some stuff, which is kind of cool. So I'm excited about that change coming in. And of course, you guys can share your comments and let me know if your perspective is starting to change. So if you feel like you're starting to see things a little bit clearer. And of course, the full moon along with the lunar eclipse is going to allow us to release, right? There's all that releasing. The sign of Scorpio brings in the energies of death and rebirth, which again is like that new cycle, right? We can't have anything starting it without anything leaving. We need to create the space for that. And of course, we still have Mercury, which is in retrograde right now. That is going to go direct on the May 14th, around May 14th. Now, they talk about the shadow phase, or like the, it's kind of like the resonance of that energy that happens like into June, like for almost another month of it. But you'll start to notice that things will start to lighten up a little bit. So if things are still a little bit bumpy for you communication-wise, just have the understanding, of course, plans, you know, when you're making plans or you're putting things together this time of year with Mercury in retrograde, things can get a little bit chaotic or unsettled. And so just kind of have the patience with that and know that it's all going to come together in the way that it needs to come together. Of course, everything always does. And it was interesting because I had a friend send me a thing online, and when I read it, they just kind of gave me some information that this would be really helpful for us all right now. And so I'm sure that you guys know of Louise Hay. I'm sure that you've read her books, or if you haven't, you should check out her books. And of course, you know, Louise was really big on affirmations and talking to us about how our thoughts can create and attract. And, you know, it's very true because, of course, everything holds a frequency. And so, you know, the affirmation, the most powerful affirmation that she has is the all is well affirmation. And so the all is well affirmation is all is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. And so she says that, you know, she would use this affirmation. So if she was experiencing something that was just a little bit bumpy, or she was having a little bit of a thing, she would just say that a few times, two or three times in a day. And then she would set the intention around it. But if she was having something that was a little bit more struggling or a little bit more overwhelming, she would say that. She would put that on repeat, and she would say it throughout the day to herself. And so I really feel like, you know, these words are very powerful. You know, they're infused with very powerful energy. And right now, Spirit's saying that this is helpful for all of us. So you might want to write it down somewhere. Just have like a little sticky, or put it as your screensaver on your phone so that you can see it and use it. This is the, you know, the thing. We've been given the wisdom to understand how energy works and how frequency works. And so we've been given the wisdom to understand that our words have power. And so, you know, we know this because how many times have you heard somebody say something and you get goosebumps, or you hear somebody say something and you cry, right? There's power in words that, you know, for them to be able to create such a strong physical reaction, we know that that creates a very strong energetic reaction. So use this affirmation, use these words this week to raise everything around you, to kind of get you through all of the bumps, all of the chaos. Or, and if you're not and everything is smooth sailing and everything is good for you, allow it to just open up your frequency so that things become clearer and brighter and more profound. You know, there's one thing to be said for you know, not having the ascension symptoms and not, you know, and you know, not necessarily going through everything. Everything is kind of okay in your life. But we can reach a plateau, right? There's that plateau that happens where, yeah, you know what, my bills are paid, and, you know, and I'm my health is okay, and my relationships are okay, and, you know, I have nothing to complain about. But there's also nothing that's inspiring. So, and that's really, really important, because if you reach a plateau, you can only do that for so long, and then your soul energy starts to diminish, because your soul needs to be inspired, in spirit inspired, right? It needs to feel that connection. It needs to feel that enlightenment. It needs to feel that growth, right? It needs to happen. Otherwise, what will happen is other things will fall into your experience that are not exactly what you wanted them to be. Remember, as energetic beings, you know, we're constantly moving energy around. So bringing it in, letting it go, bring it in, letting it go. And so we need to decide what energy goes and what energy stays. And so if we are, you know, very non-compliant, or not, you know, not excited about anything, or not feeling the passion about life, that energy will affect everything. And so we can choose to, you know, release some of that energy, especially around the full moon with the eclipse energy, and say, now I'm creating energy for healing, or I'm creating energy for creation, or I'm, you know, opening up some space for enlightenment so that my third eye gets stronger. My ability to know things becomes much stronger. My understanding or my wisdom becomes much clearer. So we can do that with energy by moving energy around. And that will be important for us to do, you know, as we go through this next little bit, and using that affirmation. So the all is well. All is well. Everything is working out for my highest good. Out of this situation, only good will come. I am safe. And feel the power in those words. Feel that when you're saying it, you know, have a communication with them. Remember, when we have this conversation, when we use these words, we're connecting with the divine, with creator, with God, with source. And we're letting them know that anything below that frequency doesn't resonate with us. Anything that's below that is not something that we're allowing into our experience. So we raise our frequency consciously so that we step into this, you know, this new timeline. We step into this other, you know, it's often, you know, you hear people talk about the 5D, the 3D, the 5D. So that, you know, using the affirmations, using the frequencies to help us, raises us into what they're calling the 5D, which is just a shift in frequency in you, so you can feel it, right? You can feel the lower, denser energy and then the higher energy. And of course, we know that, you know, all healing takes place in higher frequencies. We know that when matter is very dense and it doesn't move very quickly and it moves slowly, it gets thick and stick and stuck, and that can create, you know, illness and disease in the body. Our natural state of being healthy and in balance is in flow, right? Everything is in flow. It's moving, right? When we, you know, we look at the weather systems like that, when the weather comes in, it's heavy and cloudy and dense. We know that's lower. We know that when the sky is blue and it's clear and the sun is shining, that's higher. We recognize that. And so we can use these frequencies to move energy within our own beings, within our, you know, the intelligence of our cells is amazing because they're reactive to all of the frequencies, right? You know, if you play the solfeggio frequencies, your cells react to it. There's a resonance that happens that takes place, and your cells have a reaction to it, which is very, very cool. So May is going to be a really, really good month. I remember, I always feel like I have to touch wood when I say things like that, because I know that I say that and then May comes and you're like, oh my God, what the fuck is this? But remember, it's our perspective, our perception of what is good, right? Depending on where you are at. And I know, you know, trust me, when you're going through something and you're saying to spirit, listen, this is not my version of good. This is not what I meant by when I wanted good. But of course, we know that as soon as we come out of these most difficult times, then of course, we feel that inspiration, we feel that connection. So I know for me, you know, coming out of the healing, having, you know, moments now of clarity, feeling better, that stuff coming, I'm feeling the inspiration to get back in and finish my book and write my book and bring that in. And I understand, of course, now there's so much more to put into the book now about healing, about, you know, miracles, about expectations, about all of that, which I didn't have, you know, prior to this last year and going through all of this healing stuff. So, of course, my healing continues. I don't think that anybody ever is in a place where you're like 100%, oh my God, everything is perfect and everything is wonderful. I don't think that exists in this plane. It certainly doesn't on a conscious level, you know, because we're constantly should be evolving, constantly changing, constantly growing. And so definitely I feel like as we go forward, it would be good for us to be able to put in the intention, you know, put in the order that my, you know, life lessons become enjoyable, that they're not suffering, that they're not through the frequency of suffering, that I'm able to rise above that now at a certain point. And even if you do have the dips into it, but, you know, hopefully the dips become less and less and you get a little bit of buoyancy, right? Abraham Hicks talks about the buoyancy all the time, the bouncing up out of the water. So I feel like that's, you know, there for us. It's there for the taking if we're ready to do that, if we're ready to reach that level. I'm going to be putting together our month of May together today. That'll come out. So check your emails, watch for that. I don't know what it's going to look like exactly yet, because I always try and take the direction of spirit when we're doing that. So we'll put that together for everybody. But definitely check in the Facebook group. Let us know as a group how you're feeling. Remember that we're all here to support each other through these human experiences. And remember, our connection is strong. And so as our connection is strong, it creates that frequency rise within us all. As we know that, you know, even when some of our members are feeling less than ideal, when we're feeling better, we can use that frequency to rise them up and bring them up with us. Sending you guys huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you all soon.